Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be rocking and rolling, strutting and strolling, and we're going to be all there and then some. Ever wonder why you're getting swabbed? Ever wonder why? And we hear the narrative, right? It's to, you know, do a PCR test, and you hear all these other narratives try to, and you know, Black Winter. Everybody kind of have an idea what Black Winter is, power outages and all these things. What if Black Winter, what if swabbing, all part of the same agenda? I'll explain that in a minute. I'll give you my speculations on it, my plausibilities on it. Facts that I can interpret according to the way I see them. But Black Winter isn't about a power outage. Not necessarily. Could. I was listening to Richie from Boston, and he wasn't sure what it meant because he saw Texas. He says, is that it? And I know it ain't. You know, that wasn't it. Texas is not it. Black Winter is when the excipients, this Moderna shit, this Pfizer shit, this AstraZeneca shit, will kick in full on by winter. And somebody just sent me from Toronto, a friend of mine sent me a site about the excipients. And I'm looking at these things, so I'm explaining to them, looking at this chemistry that they got in there, why these things work the way they do and what they're actually assaulting. Now, in order to conduct an experiment of a magnitude and a planetary magnitude, you have to collect data. And what I mean by collecting data, I mean by collecting the host that you are planning to infect with your experiment. That's what we're doing here. This is a grand experiment on a global level. That's what it is. Let's call it that. The Earth is a laboratory at the beck and whim of the technocrats who control the pharmaceutical and the technocratic or the technocracies that are in the Earth today. Okay, when you're watching the network program, he says the countries of today are ExxonMobil, the telecommunications, telecom networks, these are the countries of the world today. And when they told us this on the television, when the media expressed and explained that there is no America, there is no Russia, there is no China, there is no country like we think. Corporations, the corporocracies of the time have now become technocracies. And those technocracies are also involved in the biologics, the pharmaceuticals, the drug companies. They're all hand in hand in on this. And what has happened in the last little while is the pharmaceuticals have integrated or have emerged with the technical part of things. And now we have a biotech industry. That's what we have. And these are the countries of the world today that we are going to be looking at. These biotech are going to be the technocratic systems that are going to be in place. But in order for this to happen, you have to first conduct some experiments on, say, synthetic biology, nanotechnology, nanobiotech, frequencies, frequency alterations, DNA, RNA, and a host of other things in order to control the subjects that you are planning to control or contain. Now, in order to do this, you have to identify everybody on the planet through some means of testing. So the PCR test is the ideal thing because now I can tag and bag you with a swab introducing a foreign bio-nano material that can now be operated by artificial intelligence to now record that they have you in their database. Okay, you're all in the database now. Those of you who had the swab. Swabby this, swabby that. Ooh, now you're a swabby. Okay, so now you got the swab going. You're now tagged and bagged. Basically, you know, tagged, bagged, and whatever. You know, and gagged. Yeah, that's what happened. Tagged, bagged, and gagged. Or should I say gagged, tagged and then bagged. However way you want to put it, you know, however order. Because now you put a diaper on your face, you can't talk. Now they put something in your nose and they tag you, and then when you die, they bag you. I mean, this is what, and then they harvest your organs. This is all, you see, people don't realize that Canada's got us all insured. Okay, and if we have an average of 120,000 people die every year, and I just on a $1 million deal, I think it worked out to $120 billion or something like that. It's incredible what it worked out to, or 12 billion, or what. It's just, the numbers are phenomenal. Take 120,000, multiply that by 1 million. I think it was 120 billion we got. But anyhow, when you're looking at all that, there's not a government out there right now that's under a deficit. But that kind of money you're making every year, holy shit, you know, you're doing okay. And I'm sure, and the United States is doing the same thing, and so is Europe. So now we got people being tagged. We're doing to people now, what was done to dogs, cats, fish, and any other thing that they've been to. They used to, remember how you used to watch the, you sit there, you know, in front of the TV, and you're watching them going in after whales or after sharks, and they're tagging them with these tags so that now they can track them all over the planet. We didn't realize that that technology was being tested in a system, a global system. An aquatic global system was far more expansive than the landmass system that we have today. Now, they can tag a shark swimming from Hawaii all the way down to Australia and back to Alaska. They sure as blazes can tag you and monitor everything you're doing wherever you're going. Ergo, Israel. Israel is getting FUBAR'd. I mean hard. The Zionists are FUBAR'ing the Israelis. They got them on that green card thing. Okay, why do they have them on that green card thing? This is to identify that everybody who's got the green card now has already been tagged, okay, and gagged, and soon will be bagged. Because now that they've got their tagging, and now that they're getting forcibly vaccinated, here we go again. The Israelis have never learned a effing thing. Honest to God, I can't believe I'm seeing history repeat itself. See, before, the excuse was, the Nazis did it. The Nazis did it. The Nazis killed all these Hebrews. All these 6 million Hebrews. There weren't even 4 million in the whole freaking part of Europe. But 6 million of them died somehow. All right, so you got 6 million people dying, and they went into the concentration camps, and they died, and they walked into the gas chambers, and they died. Same thing is happening again. What was going on back in the Second World War is the Germans were spraying them for typhus. So when they went into the chambers, and again, if we believe all that we're hearing, if this is all true, because now there's really no way of really validating this. And again, I'm not offending anybody that's Israeli. I'm making a point here. They were used to going into a container to be sprayed for typhus, and they thought that they were being taken care of. And as a result, they wound up dead. Now the same thing is going on in Israel. The Zionists are now doing the same exact thing. The Zionists, not the Nazis, the Zionists, okay, are doing the same exact thing. They're leading the people down a pathway, making them believe and think that they're going to be taken care of. You are going to be taken care of, just like what happened in the Second World War will now happen to you in Israel. Wake up. Wake the bloody hell up. This is history repeating itself again. Again, it's repeating itself. I can't believe my eyes. I'm actually seeing this going on. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. Nobody could be this freaking gullible. But this is an example of what is being pushed today with these passport bullshit. Countries in the UN are fighting it, saying this is a violation of human rights or of our rights and freedoms. And so we've got that going on, and this needs again to be looked at and challenged. I have no desire to walk into a gas chamber willingly, so that I could be terminated because I would assume that someone is going to take care of me. I keep telling you all, in North America especially, because this is where I'm from, I'm a North American, that you asked the natives how they were taken care of. They got so fucked. It's not even funny. And you have to start waking up on that. Don't assume any government is going to take care of you unless they're going to harvest you. That's how you need to pay attention to this now. I had a video sent to me earlier today from Europe. I think it was Europe. Anyway, oh yeah, it was from Europe. And again, showing me that, again, this corona COVID was nothing but crap. A mortician or somebody that was there that was taking care of the dead people saying that the organs were all being harvested and these people didn't die from anything but a flu. But a flu. And this is the end result that they were being harvested. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is now, I'm not one to jump on any conclusions, but this is like the second video I've got in 4 weeks along the same theme and the same line. So I can't just turn my back on that. I don't believe in coincidences, and it was a completely different video coming from Italy. So something is going on in the world today, and we better, what's that song goes? Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better start thinking about that. Start thinking about this. Don't just blindly walk into the gas chamber like they want everybody to do. You're now being tagged, so they can now take a data count of how many people they will have eliminated. How many people that they will have harvested. This is big business. This is big, huge business. Some of you may freak out. Some of you may get afraid. It's a good thing. Shows that you're still alive. It shows that you still have a soul. The concept of what's going on today is about harvesting and numbers and tagging and, like I said, tagging, gagging, and bagging. Nobody can say nothing. Everyone is so afraid of a boogeyman doesn't exist. They don't really realize that because they're playing with the partaking of the game, they're going to be eliminated. Now let's go back to the Black Winter. Okay, now we got the tagging part, right? We're tagging you, and now we're making you feel, oh, that you're safe, and that we're going to take care of you. Ooh, yeah, ooh, you're good. Oh, you're so important. You are so important. Now, Black Winter, you've been tagged, you've been gagged. Now you're being prepared to be bagged. What I mean by that is, most of these people have taken this download or upload, depending on how where they stuck it, will now feel the wrath of this bio nanotech. And once it affects these people, once the load, the program that's designed to go in and create the anomaly that it's going to create, is going to create a major death and destruction we've never seen before. And we're going to see this all happen. I'm sure we're going to see it happen. And I believe a lot of people, again, unknowingly, took this vaccine, took this download under the assumption that this was going to do something. And this is what staggers my mind. I gotta tell you, I'm one big dumbass. Because I don't get this at all. I'll be the first to admit I'm a dumbass. Where people would run in line to bare their arms or their ass so they could either be swabbed or injected with a program that has never been tested accurately or appropriately, brand new synthetic biology being introduced without questioning anything. Following a news media that has never told us the truth, believing in government officials, I have no perspective here on how that is even possible. They have never, ever told us the truth. These guys are better actors than the actors in Hollywood. I don't know why the presidents and the prime ministers and the congressmen and the House reps and the parliament don't run for the Emmys or the Oscars. They'd win hands down. Hollywood would not have any, it couldn't compete. The bullshit that they tell us is unbelievable. And I mean unbelievable. You shouldn't believe it. And yet, people follow them to the letter of the law. That is astounding to me. I cannot in my wildest get my head around that. And my point on all this is this. They are leading the GP into the chamber. It's history repeating itself. And again, this is not a derogatory thing or an insulting thing to reflect on any form of anti-Semitism. Remember, I am Semitic. This is basically showing you an analogy of what is going on and what has happened in the past. It's repeating itself all over again, this time on a broader scale. Israel has been, like I said, foobarred. I've been getting emails from Israel, from people in Israel, and they're telling me the shit that's going on there. It's all blacked out. You're not going to get it on mainstream. People there are being oppressed. People there are being ostracized. They're being denied to go grocery shopping because they don't have this download in their bodies. Imagine that, Israel. Supposedly, you know, pro-Israel, pro-Israeli, pro-Hebrew, pro-whatever, pro-life for the Hebrew nation, for the Israeli nation, for the Israelites. Yet denying their own people food? Because they don't have a fucking green sticker saying that they have a green pass? Can you imagine that? Imagine that. Canada, oh Canada, you better pay attention because that's coming here. That shit is coming here sooner or later. And we better all get ready and be prepared to, again, to connect and to work together to get through this. Like I said, the ark that, you know, when God told Noah, build an ark, we are the ark. We are that ark. We need to get together and work together to get through this because, and as I said before, develop a directory so that we can all help each other to get through this, supporting each other, not Costco, F Costco, not Walmart, F Walmart, you know, F Dollarama, that's Walmart. F IKEA, that's Walmart. F Dollar Tree, that's Walmart. The reason why you go there to buy stuff is because it's stuff that's cheap and you can have access to. But if they get to the point where you're going to have that green sticker to go into the stores, guess what? You're done. You're not going to be able to go anywhere. And the only way you're going to be able to get anywhere in anything is if and only if you are networking with each other that are then doing things together, supporting each other. I had a guy come in the store today with his wife, and you know he saw the signs, and he said that's why he came in the store, because he saw the signs. And we had a good chat for a good half hour. You know, he said he took pictures and he sent them to his mom. So anyway, we had a really good chat. I showed him some things. I directed him certain places, gave him some links to go check out. And it was a good conversation, you know. And again, it's good to see that happening. I don't always see that happen, but it's nice when it does, you know. And again, my point here on this is this. People are looking for people who are standing up. People are looking for other people who are awake and are actually, you know, looking for people they can communicate and connect with. Okay, so be aware that it's not all doom and gloom, you know, but I'm pointing out this perspective here of what we're seeing. This is history repeating itself on a global level. Israel got hit first, again, you know, Zionists attacking their own people. This is insanity, forcing them to capitulate to this program that they want. Now think about that. I don't know what the population of Israel is, but how many people, now if you take, let's say 30% of that population, and you wipe them out, where does that leave Israel? And maybe this stuff has to happen. Maybe Israel has to get hurt this way. Maybe the rest of the world has to get hurt this way so that we all will start to wake the bloody hell up and, you know, pull up our socks and to see what's really going on, and then go after these people that have caused all this grief. Maybe this is what it's got to take. I do not know. I really don't know. Let me point something else out to you. Remember the other night I was talking about biometric API. Now, I was sharing this again with somebody. And let me read some of the stuff here. It says, whether or not the claims remain to be proven, it's becoming increasingly apparent that airports and border crossing points, will become the intense focus. Pay attention to this part. It will become increasingly apparent that airports and border crossing points will become the intense focus of biometric trials, deployments, and study for the near future. What do you know? What's happening in old Canada? Old Canada. You got to get swabbed when you come back from your vacation. You got to be swabbed. And not because you've got a condition. They all know, the medical field knows, it's nothing but influenza A and influenza B. And that season is done. It has run its course. Some nurse came through, I think, this week sometime, and they tried to give her a hard time. They're going to report her to the nurse's college because she wasn't wearing a mask and she wasn't going to get swabbed. And then she was expressing to everybody the need not to do this. You have your rights as Canadian citizens. And what did the police officers do and or the security do? They took her to the side and they tried to shut her up. They tried to be using intimidating tactics. This is unheard of here. It really is. The government of Canada is allowing this kind of terrorism to be inflicted on its citizens because they are expressing their right to have an opinion. They're expressing the right of freedom of speech. See, put two and two together here. Okay, put two and two together here. We are no longer in this la-la land. In order to be able to access your rights, you're going to have to stand up for your rights. And you're going to have to defend those rights, which will be the only way you're going to get what you need to get and to be able to do what you want to do. There is no pandemic. There never was a pandemic. What we've had is a terrorist assault on the elderly in this country. They've been violated, they've been murdered, slaughtered with the experimentation of a operating system that they injected into these people that was never ever tested on real people subjects. Instead, you are the experiment. That's what's going on. Now let me read. I'll continue reading here about the API. 14 member state to facilitate its refugee processing and asylum system. They're implementing biometrics again. See, this, all this that we're seeing today has been adapted by governments already. And we knew we weren't paying attention to what was really going on. Because if we had realized that they were tagging people as they were coming through, refugees as they were coming through different countries, you know, they're being tagged and chipped or whatever, we would have began to realize something would have been seriously going on and there would have been a revolt over this. That people would have had rights that they were now being violated against. The International Civil Aviation Organization adopted a global harmonized blueprint for the integration of biometric identification information into passports and other machine-readable travel documents. Imagine that. Think about this for a minute. Why is it that all of a sudden your right to privacy is now being fucked with on every level? There's no other way of putting it. Why is this going on? These are questions you should be asking yourself. Why is this all of a sudden now my freedom and my privacy now is being violated? I mean, even your computer is reading you and collecting data on you. Even your cell phone, all of you were walking around with cell phones, you know, it's collecting data on you. You know, when you want to buy a Bitcoin, you can't buy Bitcoin through a landline because there's no way to access the data on you because this landline, I mean, it'll direct you to a location, but not directly to a person. Where a cell phone directs you directly to a person because now it accesses your DNA. Imagine that. So if you want to get rich, you got to be in the system. That's how they're working it now. This is why I said we need to really embrace the idea of a directory of people that are doing things. that, again, even tech people, okay, this is the challenge I'm putting out to all the guys that are in the tech world. Come up with a system or a network that we can do videos on, that we can do, have different platforms on, even form our different internet, we can, somehow, whereby anybody who doesn't want to go on Google or any of the current mediums, doesn't want to go on the current mediums that are there now, Daily Motion, YouTube, or, you know, whatever, you know, because every time you get on those places, they shoot you down. If we're going to have a free speech platform that we need to use, it cannot be on the current. You know, we need to get on the platforms that we can have our freedom of speech unimpeded by a censorship that we have. Again, this is all controlled. All of this is controlled. Okay, all of this is controlled. All of this is being, basically violating our rights and freedoms, because again, technocracy is moving in. And in order to have a technocracy that is going to be functioning according to our current freedoms and our rights as we have them today, we need to have a different platform. We can no longer stay on the same platform. You know, there's a biblical reference where it says, come out of my people. And I think that's referring to not just the fact that we're coming out of the world, or coming out of the sinful nature of this planet, or coming out of the satanic realm, but to come out of it completely, not be a part of this matrix. And I know that can be difficult, and I know and I understand the difficulty in what I'm saying, but I think we need to start thinking in those terms. I really do think that we need to start considering that what we're dealing with today, and what is being advocated as freedom, is a joke. It's a joke. And we need to understand that we gotta have, if we're going to be able to even reach people correctly to help them see things, not everybody in the matrix will be sold on the matrix. But the problem with that is the matrix, that they're in it, they may not see another viable option, because there isn't a viable option out there. Unless you got a flag up in the sky, or some big gigantic balloon floating in the air with signs saying "Eat at Joe's" or whatever you got going, they're not going to see it. Okay, so we need to understand and again figure out the a different means. And I'm not equipped to do that. That's way out of my league. But some of you, you know, can hack and can do all kinds of things. I don't have any problem with you hacking, as long as it's not me. It's the government. Knock yourself out. But I'm looking at the fact that we are now dealing with this violation of our rights and freedoms and our privacy on so many different levels today. And you don't even know. I mean, I don't even know why people do any kind of banking online. That's another thing I was going to talk about. Why are any of you banking online? This is expediting the idea of this, again, this biometric identifier that they're reading on you. They now know what you can do, when you can do it, and how you can do it. It's so convenient. You don't have to go anywhere. You just put on your computer and boom, bang, boom. But whoever's operating the backbone of this computer, of the network, can figure that out. And they will collect data. And AI now is collecting data every time you do anything with technology. This is something that we need to really stay alert and focus on. Everything you're doing is now being done with AI. Let me give you an example. I was shipping stuff out. And they had this chat thing with this AI. So this AI comes up with its whatever. So I ask it a question. And it gives me all this shit I'm not asking for. So then I tried again to reword it, and again it's giving me the same crap. So finally I started speaking Canadian to it, and it said to me, "Well, bear with me, I'm still learning. I'm not here to teach a machine." So finally it tried again, and I typed in some Canadian terminologies that most of you who are Canadian would understand. Finally it says, "Okay, let me get you an operator." I don't like talking to machines. And I figure if a company or a corporation is going to try to sell me a product, then give me somebody that's there that I need to talk to right now, not some freaking machine trying to learn something, so that I can get what I need to get done and move forward. I'm not here to teach a machine. Okay? And you shouldn't be either. And this is what I mean. And that machine would have been collecting data on what, and it did collect data. It collected data that I don't want to talk to a machine. I think today today I just called up and the way we went kind of thing. And you ever notice you get on the phone today and you get on the phone and they play this shitty music all day, all the time. I would rather them just have it quiet and hear that crap over and over again. Again, programming, trying to calm me down or whatever. I don't want to be calmed down. I want an answer. You know. And, I mean, this shit that they play sometimes, like, are you kidding me? People actually stay online and listen to this crap? So, it's like I said, part of the programming, part of the data collecting. You get on the phone, that phone's being monitored. It's no different than the internet. Everyone says, well, you should go on Pronto Mail. You should go DuckDuckGo. I said, what's for? They're all hacked. There's no security on the internet. Anybody who thinks that is smoking something, man, you should share that with me. You know. Biometric-based technologies are used today to restrict access to high-security facilities and information systems. Oh, that works really well. To facilitate sign-on authentication of online users. You know those little CAPTCHAs, those little CAPTCHA things that you fill out sometimes? It says, oh, click here, and you click there, and it opens up. Find the motorcycle, find the street lights, find the steps, find the street signs, you know, whatever it tells you to do. Again, it's collecting data. We're teaching the AI what things are. That's what's going on there. See, this is all what's going on. And again, we're not here to teach a machine. But again, against our awareness, they're using us to prep a weapon that is going to be used against us in the not too distant future. See, this biometric API network, they're also, I mean, this is leading up to a oneness with the machine. A oneness with data, or oneness in data, because you are going to be part of data. Okay, the Internet of Thoughts, where you're going to be able to just use your thoughts to access the Internet, and people will be, and you will be the Internet. See, you are going to be the network. Okay, it's already beginning. They already got 20G systems hooked up. Why do you think it's up that high? Why is it India and Japan and Denmark and Norway are using 7G? And I'm sure other countries are as well. Those are the ones that we know of. See, they're always developing the technology, and they're always 20 to 30 years ahead of us, if not 50 years ahead of us. So for you to think that they went stagnant somewhere along the way, they stopped developing the technology, and then you're surprised 5 years later because they're revamping the whole backbone that you've been used to, means they've never stopped developing the tech, and it's not going to be stopped. So it's not a, and that's not a speculation. This is, again, research based on other people who have contacts with people in the field. So when we're looking at stuff, we need to start really thinking in a whole different line. Instead of looking at things string upon string upon string like we've been used to seeing things, you got to start at this point extrapolating and thinking, well, if they're here, why would they stop? Where is this going? What's the next level? What's the next stage they want to bring in? How more do they want to control the way you think? They already got you controlled the way you talk. If you say something that is not part of the narrative, now it's hate speech, racial slurring, or whatever, or inappropriate conversations. Really? Like I said, it is continually developing more and more to stifle you. Remember Archie Bunker? He used to tell his wife, stifle it, stifle it. That was all part of that predictive programming MK Ultra stuff. Stifle it. In other words, he was censoring the woman, telling her to be quiet, not to talk that way. Okay, stifle it. See, a lot of things that they did back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, 90s, even to the current time, was all about training us, programming us, prepping us, and priming us, so that when they brought in their narrative, that there would be very little resistance. I mean, imagine that. Imagine. Not just all of a sudden, you're saying stuff, and I've caught myself doing this too when I was younger. I was saying stuff that was part of the narrative, and I'm trying to think of, where did that hell that come from? Why am I talking this way? You know, why am I speaking in this manner? You know, and I would even use a certain speech methods that they used even sometimes, you know, just the way I talked or how I was associating the words in my conversation. And I'm thinking to myself, holy jumping. What is this? You know, and I began to realize more and more how much television and radio, and even radio, because I used to listen more to radio than I did watch TV. Even when I was younger, I was more of a radio listener. I used to listen to all kinds of music, you know. And then you got to hear some of the lyrics and the words, and you started singing them because you thought it meant one thing, but really what they were doing was programming us. So a lot of times the music would kick in and we would just listen to that music, and sometimes you'd have these high rev musical instrumentations going on, which was again had hidden meanings and messages and frequencies that we were again was altering our brain. Like I said, the concept "come out of my people" is a good concept. This is not going to be a camp out or a kumbaya kind of music, you know, and kumbaya means come here Lord or come by Lord. Okay, I'm not saying not for Jesus to come by. I'm just saying, you know, this is not going to be one of those sing a song around a campfire thing. You know, you are literally separating ourselves from this network. Okay, the Mennonites, the Amish, and the Hutterites had done this centuries ago. They had to do it centuries ago because they were under the same kind of system that we're in today, except that the Catholic Church was the one in power back then, and if you didn't follow the narrative of the Catholic Church, they executed you. So these systems I just talked about, the Hutterites, Amish, and the Mennonites, separated, broke free, formed their own communities. You know, not saying that they're perfect, not saying they're flawless. Everybody's got issues. But they had to break away from the mainstream narrative in order to exist and survive. Okay. And once they established themselves, then all they had at that point was to further evolve in their spirituality and further evolve in whatever form or fashion they wanted to evolve in. And they came up with some of their own inventions. They came up with some of their own herbal and health remedies as well. So it produces a certain level of ingeniousness that you wouldn't have if you stayed in the narrative that's going on today. Because the narrative that's going on today, oh my gosh, it is just making people dumber and dumber. People following orders, listening to nonsense that has absolutely no strength, no power, nothing, you know. People in countries are now, again, being violated. Can you imagine your country saying you can't go grocery shopping unless you get the vaccine? Really? You can't go to this facility unless you got the green pass, vaccine passport. Really? In my own country. See, like I said, and you know what will happen is they'll bring in law enforcement, and because law enforcement, and usually they got about 20 police officers there, because they're told to go there. You got a terrorist or some bloody thing. Because if you speak the truth now, you may be deemed a terrorist, you know. And so you may want to look at, you know, this situation evolving to this level. It may not come right away, and it may not come as directly as I'm saying it, but it's nonetheless, it's going to come. Black winter is on its way. Black winter is on its way. We are going to see a lot of deaths. This is the plague. This will be the plague. All over again. All over again. And a lot of people you know that have taken these vaccines will not be around. They will have moved on to the next level. And we're looking at, again, the continuing integrating your mind. Your mind. They've been telling you this even with the Matrix. It's a battle for your mind, Neil. It's a battle for your mind. Okay. They were telling us this in the Hollywood, like I said, in sci-fi and satire and comedy and in drama and sci-fi fantasy. That's where you will see the truth and what's really going on, because that's where the messages are being transmitted in that medium. You will never, never, never see the truth in the news. The news is so full of shit, it's not even funny. Like I said, they should be running for an Oscar, but the only reason they don't run for Oscars is because the Hollywood celebrities would be broke. Because the mainstream media and the politicians would win all the awards. They're nothing but paid professional drama. That's why we have a drama teacher in the Prime Minister's office right now. He does well. They give him a script to read. He comes out. He goes into character. He reads the script. Now he's got whoever's going to believe him to believe him. And the rest of us look at him and just sort of shake our head and laugh because he has no credibility. None. Now, I got to tell you a true story. This happened today. Or yesterday, sorry. A friend of mine came to the shop, Native woman. And she was telling me a story. And I'm going to share this with you. It's a true story. She had a friend that had been violated in Canada historically with the Native abuses that went on by the government. So she got a settlement. I mean, it had a good substantial amount of money. And so my friend told her friend not to take the vaccine. Not to take the vaccine. And so what wound up happening, she got her settlement. She decided she was now going to go Canadian. Maybe I'm being a bit whatever, but anyway. So she took the shot. 3 days later, she's in her bed. My friend called her friend up to see how she's doing. She said, "Oh man, I'm so sick. I've never felt so bad in my life." She just got that stupid download. So anyway, 2 days later after that, dead. Dead. Now I found that a little coincidental. I'll explain why. She just got a settlement from the government, a substantial settlement, six-figure settlement from the government, and then gets this download. Now, I couldn't understand her friend was Native as well, and this is for the Natives primarily. You Natives know you have a history with the governments of Canada and the United States. It's been nothing but one big effery with them. One big effery. They've never honored the treaties. They've never honored their any obligation they ever had with you. They've isolated you. They put you in a ghetto-like circumstance. They released drugs and every other kind of shit in the reservations. And they've turned a people that were once a thriving people into a remnant. This government wants your land, your assets, your property, your wealth. And they can't take it until you're all dead. Because those treaties will still bind them to whatever agreement they have with whatever they agreed to in the past. So if they tell you to line up to get a vaccine, number one, this is not a vaccine. It's a syringe with toxic waste in it. Two, if you take that toxic waste in your body, you will not survive. It will kill you. If it doesn't kill you right away, it will kill you between 3 to 6 months. You'll be dead. If you have any kind of assets, any kind of wealth, protect them and yourself. I'm saying this not just to the natives, I'm saying this to everybody on this one. Because what the natives went through in North America, those of you who are truthers, those of you who are advocating the truth and trying to warn everybody, you too will live like they did in the past. The only difference is you'll be much more awake to what's going on, and you may be able to circumvent some of the problems that the natives never could. It's how it's going. I'm now paying attention to see what's going to go on in Israel with the people that didn't go out and get the green card, didn't get the download. I'm looking at that now. I'm paying attention. I want to see what they're going to do, because whatever Israel is going to do, the world is going to follow. That's the reality. And we need to, like I said, pay attention to some of the stuff going on and interpret what's going on correctly. Not allow any kind of news media to dictate how you interpret. I'm showing you stuff. I'm trying to clarify some things, and I want people to understand this. Okay, if you've got any substantial amount of wealth, any kind of substantial amount of assets, the government is going to come after you one way or another. And if they can get you to take that download, guess what? You'll lose those assets. Even if you got a will, whoever gets them next, they'll go after them. It's just going to be a perpetrating of this effect. They want to, again, like I said, they want to tag you. You know, they've already gagged you. They're going to tag you because they got to get you in the database so they can see how many people that they are now killing off with this technology. They will get an accurate reading. You will never see the accuracy of this reading. You'll only see 1%. Remember that, 1%. So multiply what you're seeing by 99% more, and those will be the actual numbers that you're seeing that are being taken out by this technology. Remember, the technocratic system is going to be an incorporation of biotech and nanotech and AI networks and frequencies. This is all going to be one and the same industry with different divisions. And these divisions will operate according to whatever narrative that they decide to encourage. Remember, they don't care about you. They never have. They never will. And we start looking at biometric access program interface. Okay, and you start looking at it. First, what you're going to see is the idea of fingerprints, eye recognition, facial recognition. This, too, is a violation of your privacy. You really don't know that when you allow that kind of tech to take you over. I mean, I'm thinking about this because I was going through this whole Bitcoin thing. Binance wanted you to turn your head and open your mouth and blah. And I'm thinking, are you kidding? I just said, hell with it. I just dumped them. Binance can shove it up their arse. You know, you feel like an idiot. I got to open my mouth to take a picture? Are you kidding? So when we're looking at this whole scenario with, again, any investment that's requiring you to, again, be accessed, again, through your phone or through some kind of medium, they got you. You are now in the AI network, and now they will be coming after you for vaccines. They'll be coming after you for, gagging and tagging, and so they can bag you. They're going to come after you for every little nuance they can get. Anything you don't have in the system, keep out of the system, because if it's in the system, it is susceptible to being taken over. Just like during the Second World War, learn the lessons of the people of the Second World War. Anything they had, they hid. Anything they had, they hid. Anything of any true value, they hid it. They put it elsewhere where it couldn't be located that easily. Now remember, money has tracking technology in it as well. Remember this, so that has to be shielded. If you got money, put it in either a lead shield or a microwave and bury it so it can't be discovered. You got to start thinking. Everything that they have designed in the last 20 years has been again designed to bring us to a point where this technology has now been refined and now can be utilized and has flawless operations to it. The ultimate tech will be when they interface or integrate an API, a biometric API, directly into either the right hand or the forehead, as the Bible has predicted has prophesied. This will give them complete and total access to you on any level. They can read your thoughts. They'll be able to read your physiology. They'll be able to read your biology. They'll be even able to read your DNA. Can you imagine that? Your DNA will be on a computer screen. Zing, 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 zing. Oh, look. They're jaywalking again. Okay, let's hit this button. It causes a little paralysis in the body. That's all it takes. Keep that in mind. All right, I'm going to cut loose here. I always state, you know, at the end of these shows, you have to go read the gospel. I'm presenting to you what the Matrix is offering, and I'm also presenting to you what God is offering, okay, in my perspective anyway. According to, you know, I always tell everybody to read the gospels, read what Jesus had to say, read the element of what he's talking about, understand what he's talking about, understand the scripture based on the way you were meant to understand it. Without churchology, without some kind of cultic leadership, without any kind of guru leadership, without any, read it. Read it for yourself. Find a version that you can handle. Try to avoid the NIV because that was written by the same people that wrote Zondervan, or Zondervan produced this as well. These guys are not that whatever. But read it. Interpret it. Understand it. Okay? Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read about Jesus. This is the best thing I can tell you to do. The hope is that hope that is there in what he has stated. And if he has stated it and has been able to accomplish it, he has accomplished what we haven't. Might not be a bad perspective to take a look at, since he's been there and done that. He knows how what he's doing. That's my take on what I'm trying to get to you. I'm also on my website. I've got all kinds of links. I've got all kinds of people there as well. You got Brian396. You got Shy. You got Ty. You got Yanni. You got myself. You got Diana. You got Liberty. You got Sherry Three Hearts. You got Fiona. You got everybody there doing something. Fiona sent me something. I don't know if she's going to publish it. I hope she does. She went to a store and presented the facts about her rights to be able to go into the store in BC, so I thought it was really well done. She kind of disappeared, but that's okay. But she kept on talking, which is what you needed to hear. So anyway, check these people out. Support them any way you can. Help them in any way you can. Financially, if you can, that'd be great. If not, share their information. Share, share, share. The more we share, the more we care. That's simple. And again, the more you share, the more you make people aware. And the more aware they become, the quicker they can snap out of this hypnosis. I was in a grocery store yesterday. And while I was in there, I kept looking around and I kept thinking, these people really don't deserve what's coming down the pipe. These are just working class people. Don't have a clue. And all the information they get is from television. And actually, I pray to God. I said, God knows, there's got to be some way to snap them out of this. These people don't deserve what's coming down the pipe. You know, a lot of people there are just older people and whatever, and they're just following because they don't know any better. And I'm not normally that compassionate, but my attitude most of the time is that, well, you know, you don't want to learn, die. You know, that's my way most of the time. But I just stopped and paused for a second and took a look around me, who I was seeing. And I thought, you know, perhaps maybe a prayer might help. You never know. So I went from that perspective. Anyway, I'm not saying that you have to do that. I'm saying that's what I did. But anyway, take a look around you. You know, if we can snap them out of this enchantment, it would save a ton of lives and save a lot of unnecessary exploitation. So with that, I will leave you to the next segment, to your health. And remember, always remember, we are still here by the grace of God, because he is the God of all flesh. Remember that. Take care.